is Greg.
Hey, Greg. This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash from the Google Guarantee Department. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. So is this a good time to speak with you?
Yeah, I had thought it was canceled till tomorrow. I got a note from a Phil or somebody like that. We were supposed to have something today, but I believe he was unable to do it.
No, I'm here. I'm able to talk with you.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you need to move it till tomorrow? Because
I have some time now. I have some time. This will be good.
Okay, cool. All right. So what do you know so far about Google Guarantee?
I believe it's possible.
Plausible. It is. Okay. So have you seen it up at the very top of the page?
Have I seen it?
Yeah. Have you seen it'll have a business that says Google Guarantee next to it because it's Google Guaranteed?
Are you assuming that I'm on some page that I'm looking at this? I'm on my phone.
No,
I am not seeing any page with anything at the top.
No, sir, I'm not assuming anything. Let me rephrase my question. Have you done a search on Google for remodeling contractor or kitchen remodel and seen at the top of the page where it says sponsored Google Guaranteed?
No.
Okay, so the Google Guaranteed section is a particular section on the first page of Google when people do a search for particular keywords. So the way that the page on Google is laid out is at the very top of the page is a listing that says sponsored Google Guaranteed. And then below that is going to be the Google Guaranteed providers. So these companies have gone through background checks. These companies meet specific criteria in order to be listed in this section on Google. This is a pay-per-lead section on Google.
Okay.
It's the very top of the page. It's the first search result that's produced. Then directly below that is sometimes Google Ads. Those are rotating. That's another paid position, but it's pay-per-click. And then directly below that is a map that'll have Google businesses that are local to that area wherever somebody is looking. And this is better known as local SEO or the local map section. That's what you currently have with us. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what this call about today is possibly adding you to the very top of the page in the Google Guaranteed section if that's something that you're interested in. So
a lot of it would be determined based on price and availability and quantity and quality and all that stuff.
There's a huge advantage to these, which is what this call does is gets into all of this stuff. Okay, so
why wouldn't I have been offered this from the beginning?
You didn't have a Google business profile and you didn't have the items needed in order to get you listed there. Like there's certain requirements in order to even start. You didn't have an online presence in order for us to begin this.
But it enabled you to get $249 each month, each and every month, before I got to really something like this, which is, sounds like what I needed. So you already got $750 plus or minus out of me before I really got to this opportunity.
Okay. And I agree that that's very true, that yes.
Without a lead, may I ask, or may I add?
Okay. So we do have some results in the back end on your client dashboard. So on your client dashboard, it does show that you've had 9 local leads. So 2 of those have been text messages. The remainder have been phone calls directly to you. So if you were not seeing results in your package, I do apologize. And I'd like to say when I'm looking here at your dashboard, it does show me that you've had a few different phone calls. Have
you
checked out your
phone calls before?
No, I don't. I don't know what those.
Yeah, let's take these 9 phone calls and go to the next step. 3 of the phone calls were to be able to ask me if I wanted to hire somebody to do construction.
Okay.
One phone call was in Timbuktu.
Okay.
Why do I hear an echo behind me?
I don't know why you hear an echo behind you.
Do you have me on speaker or something?
No, I don't have you on speaker.
Okay. So the other 2 were out in Fort Lauderdale, which is a 3-hour drive. And
okay.
And I think one was way north. So
mm-hmm.
That's 5 of them. And then I believe one was to paint a house, which is not what I'm trying to market for. I'm doing interior kitchens and remodels.
Mm-hmm.
And so that it pretty much backs that 9 down to maybe 2 or 3, and I didn't get any calls. But if I did get a call, how would I have even known? Some with all the superfluous calls that are being made these days, trying to set you up for QuickBooks or trying to set you up for a cruise to the Mediterranean, I don't answer every call. Now, the text would be nice because there would be some context with the number and I would know to answer it. But I have been advised by Robo not to answer numbers that have no, that are not in your address book. So consequently,
then how do you expect to get calls from clients if you're not going to answer calls that aren't in your address book? I'm just curious about that, Greg. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, what I often do is if it's a 239 area code, which is the area that I'm supposedly advertising in, I normally take them. But I get an awful lot of calls from people. Being in Florida, you get people living in New Jersey that own Florida property.
Sure.
You get people in New York, Pennsylvania, Chicago, that own Southwest Florida property. And often, I miss them. I would like them to leave a message. How am I supposed to get their calls? I will go to my answering service, and there should be something. This is Mrs. Smith from New York. This number, typically they don't even tell you their name. And I'm calling because I have a property that needs a new roof, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you call back and say, sorry, I missed your call. I was busy on a ladder, blah, blah, blah. But what can I do for you?
Okay.
Glad to help you. What's
sure.
going on?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you look for. It almost has to be qualified for you.
Oh, okay.
I like it qualified because it'll say, I'm looking for somebody to help me redo my kitchen.
Okay.
But if it's not, sometimes it's the number, boom, boom, and then they don't leave a message. I don't call.
Oh, okay. Well, my suggestion would be to answer those calls because you're probably going to be missing out on some opportunities, and that's probably a little bit about what happened here. Now, with Local Splash, you have a specific call tracking system where you're able to DNC any spam or robocalls where they can never, ever, ever contact you again. So that feature is already included with what you purchase with us on a monthly basis. It's part of your services so that you can be, you know, assured that you're receiving the quality phone calls. Now,
and what does DNC stand for?
Do not call.
Oh.
Yeah. You can permanently DNC a company or an organization so that somebody cannot continue to call you or spam you or these cruise calls and the other things that you've mentioned so that when your phone's ringing, you know that it's the actual client on the other end of the line, people who are truly looking for your services. It's basically like a business line that's already included in your services with us. So I would definitely suggest taking advantage of that, and I can have your account manager review the options that you have available with that and to make sure that you understand all the features on it, because you actually have like an a special version of it with us. You have a call tracking greeting as well as the call tracking service. So it's all inclusive already. Nothing additional for that. One thing I do want to back up to though, Greg, just so we have a clear understanding, it is when you signed up with Local Splash, you didn't have an online presence to speak of. You had a couple of directory listings, which would get you some business here and there, but you didn't have like a Google profile. Currently, you have a Google profile with us, and I'm looking at it right now because we built that. So in order for me to even offer you the service of Google Guarantee, you had to have the Google profile. There's particular requirements in order for us to even offer you these services. So that's why you weren't offered the services in the beginning, is because you didn't qualify for them. You didn't have a Google profile. You didn't have any reviews on
this. This is the first time I'm hearing this.
I'm sorry, what?
I do not know. This is the first time I'm hearing this qualification clause. I did not know I needed to be on Google profile to get Google Guarantee. That was Google Guarantee I've just learned about like yesterday.
Yeah, that's why.
So if I would have known, if it would have said to obtain, let me tell you about Google Guarantee, to obtain this service where you can pay per lead and it's a pretty much a guarantee, you have to finish the Google profile. We went a month before we finished the Google profile.
Yeah, that's about how long it takes. That's perfectly normal timing. And these leads aren't guaranteed. So I want to be clear with you on that. They're not guaranteed. Google Guarantee is guaranteeing the general public of your services. It's saying, hey, G. Robel Construction has background check pass, has this license, has this insurance, has these particular requirements in order to be listed in this section. And Google themselves is guaranteeing your work. So that's what the guarantee is. Now, what you get in return is quality direct phone calls. So you're assigned a call tracking number that's separate from what you already have with us, because this is a completely separate section on Google. And the calls that come through this particular call tracking number, Greg, they're filtered. And what they're filtered with is an AI bot that's listening to each phone call to ensure that it meets particular criteria. Google has very specific criteria that will make a call qualified or unqualified. And that specific criteria is that caller has to be requesting a face-to-face appointment with you, or they have to be requesting estimate over the phone, and you give the estimate over the phone, which is super rare, if at all, for what you're providing. So those are the only two requirements that is going to charge your lead budget in order to get you listed in this section. Sales, solicitation, spam calls, robocalls, people, you know, asking for a job, people asking to be employed by your company, people, you know, asking if you want to change the graphics on your website, people asking you if you offer painting services when you don't. All those are unqualified, as well as outside of your service radius. They're automatically unqualified. You would not be charged for them. Okay.
So it hasn't started the process yet.
It has not started the process yet. The application itself has particular requirements. So
you have nine down there that I would love to have AI go through and see if they are legitimate.
Okay. The AI, that is not applied to your current program. Again, this is something that's separate.
I understand that. But I'm saying, I'm still would be highly motivated to see if AI would go through them, because you even mentioned the fact that there was one that was one of your competitors. And I had Catherine on the phone yesterday, and she said, nope, that's one that's really a competitor offering leads to you at this time. I mean, they were just offering me leads. They said, call us and we'll give you some leads in your area. Now, who knows what qualifies? Who knows whether they're bullshitting? Who knows what? But I've committed to Google and Google whatever. And I'd like to get one lead should be able to pay for my work for a month. I mean, or probably 3 months, my fee. So point being is I'm anxious to get this thing rolling and understand it all. I'm not sure that savvy.
Okay.
Internet. I'm not.
Understood.
I can build you a
house.
Tree.
Got it.
A tree that grows, but I can't. Yeah, I know.
I love that. So thank you for telling me that, though, for letting me know that, because then I know how far to break it down. Because, you know, Greg, as you can understand, there's a fine line. You don't want to be talking to somebody and make them feel like you're talking to them like they're ignorant or like you're talking above them. You know, like either way, like there's that fine line where I have to find out where the pitch is at.
No.
And that's honestly why I asked you from the beginning, like, hey, how much do you know about Google Guaranteed? So that way I can literally explain it to you in the terms that you need it. Okay.
No, sure. You've been good so far. I'm
fine. Thank
you. And I feel like I've been informed.
Okay.
Duly noted.
Okay.
I'm just anxious to.
Okay. So let's get into the cost of everything. We have two options here. I can, we can set a video call where I can show you everything, or I can just tell you here verbally.
I don't mind verbal.
Okay, cool. So the upfront cost on this is a one-time $250 application fee that goes to get you background checked, and that goes to get the entire organization background checked. So with that being said, Greg, are you a one-man operation, or do you have employees that go out, bid, and do the job on behalf of the company without you present?
Yes.
Yes, which one?
This is why. I have numerous, at least six or seven specialized tradesmen that know me, and I know them over the past 30 years of construction. I can call when there's a job that fits this particular person. I will call them and say, here's what I got. What would you do it for me? I take care of all the materials.
So subcontractors.
Take care. And then I have subcontractors that come in and do the work. Yeah. I handle the suppliers.
Okay.
And it's normally good. One's the material, one's the labor.
Right. So what
so
I would say is this.
Am I one-man show? Kind of.
Yes.
Because it's
you know,
just
you
me.
Are. For this, okay. For this intents and purposes, you're – on the application, it's very specific, Greg. It asks for a social security number for background check. So I'm assuming you have no felonies, right?
Right.
It asks for a $100,000 minimum general liability. I'm sure you have that as well, right?
Right. Yep.
And then it's going to ask for that certificate. You have to upload that. It's also going to ask for a specific license. So in the state of Florida, there are six different licenses for this position on Google that are acceptable. And as she put here in the notes that you said you have everything we need. So which state registration or certification do you have that I can mark down here?
I am a statewide certified general contractor.
Got it. Okay. So it's this one. Understood. That one does fit. Okay. The other requirements are A, that you have the Google profile, which we've built for you. B, that you have 5 verified reviews on Google, which you don't have yet, but we can help you get those. We can begin the application process, and we can help you to get those 5 reviews because we send you a link that you can send out to 5 people you know after as long as you've been in business and as many people as you know. I can tell you do excellent work for your clients, that there's more than 5 people willing to say something nice about you on your reviews. So what we do is we take all the guesswork out of it for you. We literally send you a text that's a link already pre-made, clickable. You send that to your clients and you say, hey, I need a 5-star review. You can send it to everybody you know to give you a 5-star review. And then that's going to go ahead and complete the application process. We actually have agents that are willing to fill the application out for you, for those people who are a little more tech challenge. We try to really, really take the guesswork out of it. So the reason that I asked about the workers is because on the list, on the application, it says very clearly, do you have any front-facing workers? And this is going to apply to people who are employed by the company that you trust to go out, bid, and do the job on their own. But since you would be the one going ahead and doing that, receiving the job, and then bringing the guys onto the job site and things like that, my suggestion to you is to just put yourself down with zero field workers. That's going to be the quickest way to get you Google Guarantee approved.
Right.
And you're the one who's ultimately responsible via the license as well as the insurance. So what you do with your workers, whether it's day workers, field workers, or, you know, illegal workers, whichever way your workers are, is your business,
yeah.
You know?
Well, you're in California, so you should know more about that than me.
Well, you're in Florida, so you see a decent amount of it yourself. So that's all I'm saying. And there's no judgment with it either. Like, I feel like everybody has their place. Who's to say,
right.
You know, like, we need everybody in order to make this happen. Because I'm going to tell you right now, this is the job that I'm good at, talking to people. I'm not good at the job that's out swinging the hammer or in the field picking the strawberries. I'm not good at either of those jobs. And it doesn't mean that I'm not good, that they're not good enough for me. It means Amy is not good at that job.
Yeah. Gotcha.
That's all I'm saying, okay? There's absolutely
really noted.
Yeah, there's no judgment. It's all love. Everybody needs a job, and everybody should do what they're good at. That makes them feel good, right? So,
you know what I used to tell my stepson?
Hmm.
You're going to like this.
I probably am. Yeah.
Everybody could be in the Olympics if there were just enough events.
Isn't that? Oh, I do like that.
I knew you'd like that. Yep. That's what I used to tell him. Because he said, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know why I have to decide this now. I don't know what I'm going to do. I said, well, you will learn what you're good at.
Yes, you will. And it, sometimes it takes time. You know, you and I know that.
That's right.
I don't know, but I mean, I just turned 45 on Saturday. So it took me a while to figure out what I was good at. I wasn't made, God did not make me aware of what I was good at right off the bat. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I had to put in a lot of work in order to figure out what I was good at. And this is, it turns out, like, I used to be a waitress and I used to be in restaurant management and I'm really good with people. But I didn't realize how good I was with people until I took a desk job. So my son was about 8 years old when I realized I was missing so many events because in the restaurant you work holidays and Mother's Day and Father's Day and you work before school and after school and you take the shift they give you, you know, and I was there for long hours, 10 hours a day, 5 to 7 days a week. Sometimes I didn't get a day off for 9 days and I was missing so much. So I took a desk job that's, you know, behind the desk and it's Monday through Friday at 7 to 4, you get paid time off, you get the weekends off. And what I've learned is that by taking this job, I never in a million years thought I would be good at talking to people on the phone. I thought, man, those telemarketers are crazy. I don't know how they do it, but I'm really, really good at it.
Yeah.
It taught me that I'm good with people is what it is. That's why I enjoy talking to the people. I enjoy figuring out how we can help you, you know? So
yep.
A little bit about me, but moving on. Okay, so the application itself, like I said, it's one time upfront cost $250. Now, say you did want to add those, which I don't suggest you do, but say you did. If you want to, you can, as long as you know they're going to pass background check. It's not $250 per person on the application. You could have 50 employees, and it's never more. It's just a one-time $250 application fee to get that processed. Now,
it's all about me.
Cool. And I'm going to tell you this, Greg, the terms and conditions, they state 30 to 60 days for application processing and review. It does not always or usually take that long. The thing that's going to probably take the longest, the one thing I'm going to really need your help on is getting the reviews, which we're going to work hand in hand with you to get you the reviews. We have the link. We're going to make it easy for you, but you have to send it out and get them. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just pulled my books yesterday. When I heard about this review thing, and I have numerous people that have asked me to where can I write a review for you? And I never had a social presence. I didn't have it. And that's one of the reasons I'm doing this.
Right.
So I even made my own form, and I was told that that doesn't work. You can't have them send it to me and have me turn it in. So I had that I thought was going to work. And I just, one of those, how did we do? You know what I mean? And then lines.
Right.
But I've learned that it doesn't, that's not how it works. It doesn't go that way. So now I have names. If you send me the link and I can shoot that link to, you know,
your
Mr.
people,
Mrs. Smith.
Yep.
Right. I will get probably some decent leads. During Ian, I did 32 homes for over $1 million. And they all asked me, except the last lady did not pay me $2,000. That was the only bump in the road.
Right.
So bottom line is, I think I have 5 reviews that'll go good. I'll think of my, I'll put them in order and I'll send them to them, basically in order, sequentially of the highest propensity for a good lead, right? And that should get me.
Okay, so I'm sending you the link right now. I'm literally sending it to you this moment. It's coming through via text. You're going to hear it buzz. I know you're on the phone, so I don't expect you to, you know, but you have it now in there. And I've gone ahead.
California web page Google. Got it.
Say it again.
I was reading what was coming across my phone, California web page.
Oh, you have like a filter checker. I see. I see what you're talking about. Yeah. So here, let me send you just the link. Let me send you just the link. So I'm going to separate it. So I'm sending one more. I'm not trying to spam you, but here you go. Okay. Hold on.
I will go to my computer and I will pull it up and I will this afternoon or tonight. Maybe even tomorrow I will get these out. So
you're only offering kitchen remodeling, correct? You're not offering any other services.
Well, what has occurred since me labeling G Robo Construction as a remodeler only, I have hooked up with a handyman who can do anything. So I have just recently fixed a facade.
Okay.
Didn't think I'd be doing that. So I guess instead of, I would prefer remodeling kitchens and baths, but I just finished an entire condo with floors, ceilings, paint, appliances, washer and dryer, fans, bathroom toilets, things like that. I mean, I'm doing everything. I don't know how to label that and make it sexy and exciting.
Well, I do, though. So it's
kitchen,
bathrooms, and general contractor. So the thing about Google Guarantee is it's in particular categories. So I'm going to give you a rundown here, okay? So we have handyman, which handyman covers specific keywords. The specific keywords that handyman covers is assemble furniture, clean gutters, install drywall, repair drywall, install fans, install flooring, repair fans and flooring, painting indoors and outdoors, repairing water fixtures, replacing tiles. Now, you may choose to only take painting, installing flooring, installing drywall, installing keywords out of handyman. You don't have to take all of them. You have to take a minimum of 2. Or you may say, you know what, handyman's not really for me. I want to go, which you can go multiple categories as well, okay? And you can take what you want and leave the rest. And when you leave the rest, you literally don't get calls for the other stuff. So under general contracting,
it's a trade-off is what you're saying.
Exactly. And the cost per lead is slightly different for each one, but you only pay one monthly budget, and we pull from that budget for each category. So, for example, General contracting has home remodel, home renovation, home building, home addition, foundations and concrete, commercial projects, interior finishing, exterior finishing, decks and patios, and accessory buildings. So say you don't really want anything to do with foundations and concrete, you're not really doing decks and patios or ADUs, but you want the rest. Cool. So we'll take you for those. We also have one specific for kitchen remodel as well as bathroom remodel. Okay? That is, it's specific for the kitchen remodel, kitchen backsplash, kitchen island, kitchen cabinet, bathroom remodel, bathroom tiles, bathroom cabinets. So we have those specific categories. Conceivably, you could be qualified for all four, because if we're going to do it once, we might as well do it for all. It's just that one-time application fee. And once you're approved, we can add in later. Say you want to do painter as well. Say you don't mind getting just painting jobs for some reason. Then we can add painter in. And as long as you have the license, which you do, then you're covered. It's literally just plug and play, depending on what the cost of that particular, we call it a vertical instead of a category. It's a fancy word, okay? We call it a vertical. So if you get a call for kitchen remodel, it's going to fall under the kitchen remodeling vertical. If you get a call for home building, because they clicked on the home building under general contractor, it's going to have that. Does all that make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay, now getting into the costs for you, because I know that that's going to be uber important. So like I said, the upfront cost is just a one-time $250 application fee. Beyond that, what you're looking at for your keyword services, So what you're looking at, if you want handyman, which this is so surprising to me, handyman is higher than general contracting. Handyman leads are at about $67 per lead. General contracting leads are between $55 and $92 per lead. So that's going to cover your bathroom, your kitchen, and all the GC stuff. So just to recap the way this works, because we've talked about a lot of stuff, so I want to simplify it for you, Greg, okay? You pay the $250, we begin the application, we help you get the reviews, and bam, you're approved. You could be approved in, say, 3 weeks. I mean, really, if you get us everything we need, I've seen quick turnaround time. Once your Google Guarantee approved, there is an activation budget due. This budget is going to sit in like an escrow account, and that budget is $988. That is going to be a 13-lead budget. This is separate from the $249 that you're currently paying us for the other services. So the $988 sits there. When a general contractor lead comes through, it's going to deduct directly from that $988 budget. If a remodeling lead comes through, it's going to deduct from that same budget. So you don't have to have multiple budgets for each one, but Google does require a 13-lead budget. Now, the 13 leads conceivably can last you a minimum of 30 days. Once the leads are turned on, it flows at approximately 3 leads a week. However, you have the ability to increase or decrease the lead flow as you see fit. So, for example, if you want to receive more leads than 3 in the week, you can increase the lead flow. You can say, I'd like to have 6 leads in a week. I'd like to have 8 leads in a week. And you can actually do the latter as well. So say you take on 2 leads, now your crews are busy, and you know you're not going to be able to take on any more for a couple of weeks, or maybe you go on vacation. For whatever reason, you want to pause your leads, you have the ability to do so, and that's where the budget stops. Okay? And that budget will continue to roll over until it's exhausted.
The budget stops.
Yeah. So say, okay, you have a $988 budget. Say you take 200 leads. Okay. Okay. Right. Cool. It's $200 leads out of there. So now we're at about $788.
A lead.
I'm sorry. What?
I said it's only $90 a lead, but I think I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm just rounding because it's easier for counting purposes because I'm not a mathematician. I'm good at a lot of stuff, but math isn't one of them. I try to keep it simple, okay? So your budget's at $988. You take two leads out of that budget at $100 each, right? Now you're at $788, and you text in or you go on to the dashboard and you say, I want to pause the leads. I don't want any more Google Guarantee leads right now.
Right.
Then that's where the budget stops. Say you have it paused for 87 days. That budget's going to continue to roll over. It's not being used. It's there in that escrow account.
I still have $788 for the next
in lead budget.
Unpause.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, it's not like it's going to take money for nothing.
Exactly. And that other $249 for the other portion of the first program that you signed up with us, that is still billing at a regular $249, and it's completely separate from this. Okay? Mm. Now, with that being said, what that's doing is that is still generating all of the unlimited leads coming from the local area, the Facebook ads, the website, all of the other things that we're doing from you. So your phone is not going to stop ringing if you pause the leads. It just means you pause the leads that you pay per lead on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And again, I'm still going to have Catherine get with you so that we can look at service radius and all the things on the original package because you're not super uber satisfied with it, and we want you to be. We want to drill down on that, and we want to really take a look at it and say, hey, what's going on over here with it that this isn't bringing him the type of stuff he's looking for? We want to make sure you know how to use your dashboard so you can eliminate spam and robocalls. But that's a completely separate conversation, okay?
Yeah. It would almost be like Amy has 13 customers that are calling in and they're saying, I need to know about this and I need to know about that.
Mm-hmm.
There's some of them that you can probably send to Catherine.
Right.
Say, Catherine, handle this for me. Phil, handle this for me. Whatever.
Right.
Now, Amy is given 30 new customers along with her 20 customers she already has. Now she has 50. Yet she's only getting paid the same. Amy cracks. Flips out. Can't do all this. I need a clone.
Yeah.
Now what happens? Because it's not fair to Amy to have her unable to handle the capacity that she's being paid for. And the same thing would be with G-Mobile Construction. You have a one-man show. He gets $250,000 leads. He's doing 20% of his annual volume, and they continue to barrage G-Mobile Construction with leads. That $249 needs to go away somehow, and we stay with the Google guaranteed.
Right, which I'll tell you this. Once you're Google guaranteed, if you don't want to continue with the local program, if we haven't made it make sense for you value-wise, then we can stop it. You need to hang on to it until you're Google guarantee approved. But if that's not something you want
to
continue with, once we get it going, you have the ability to stop anything. That's why everything's done month to month here, Greg. Now,
you made a statement that said the leads will continue to come to you no matter what. And the no matter what stuck in my head as though I had to give you that example
right.
of what happens when Amy or Greg cracks.
Right. And I understand that. And I just meant those local leads, which we both understand. The local leads can be good. They have great potential, but they don't have as strong a potential as these leads because these leads have qualifications. The beauty of these leads, Greg, is like, I'm sure you tried something like Angie's or Thumbtack before, right?
No, they call me every day.
Okay. So the difference is this. What those programs do is those programs purchase Google ad clicks. So they pay per click. They spend between $2 and $4 million per vertical per month with Google, right? they deal directly with Google on their ad. And they'll say top 25 painting contractors in Fort Myers, right? Okay, cool. They get the click, which is a, I'm doing air quotes, a customer, all right? But it could have just been Billy Bob, who's waiting until after Christmas to paint, repaint the house because his wife is demanding that the house gets repainted. So he's not even looking to start until tax season, but he's starting to get his pricing together 6 months ahead of time, right?
Yeah.
And then they count that as a lead. You have to pay for that. But that also, Billy Bob's phone number went out to 14 other guys, right?
Well, so, this is the problem with that.
Right. I know all the problems with that, and I don't want to get stuck there. So what I want to tell you is the difference is with this, you don't share the lead. They don't come to Local Splash. The lead isn't coming to Local Splash and we're in, or Google and saying, hey, this looks like it might be a good fit for Greg. No, the customer is going directly to Google in that guaranteed section because they're being guaranteed by Google that you're a quality provider. They're looking at your reviews. They're looking at your website. They're getting comfortable with your company, and they pick up the phone to call you directly because they trust this guaranteed section more than any other section. These are actual buyers, and these leads are direct. You don't share them, and you only pay if it's considered qualified. So the beauty of this is these actually show a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of lead out there.
Okay. Okay.
That's why I wanted to go around that mountain and tell you that.
Yep. Let me respond to some of these incoming calls here and tell them I will get back to them.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll hold for you. Take your time. Take your time.
Hold and accept. End and accept. Send a voicemail. Okay. You got to be kidding me. Are you there?
I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Do you need to go for a minute?
No, I can't seem to figure out, as usual. I don't have an icon that says... Give them a note. Tell them I got speaker, FaceTime, mute, keypad, end an ad. And that's none of them I want.
I hate that.
Yeah. Yeah, when there's not a button to push, right?
Yeah.
So, anyhow, he is my guy that I have probably given 15 jobs in the past 2 months. And he is really good. So how long do we have to do this? I don't have 43 minutes in a window to be able to go without at least getting interrupted.
Say yes, you want to give it a go. I have your card on file. I charge you the application fee, and I schedule your application call for later on today with my agent. It's very simple.
Can you schedule for tomorrow? I've already lost a good hour.
Yeah,
no
worries. What time tomorrow do you want that?
Tomorrow at noon.
At noon. You got it. So do I have your permission to charge the application fee?
Yeah, let's do this.
You got
it.
And tomorrow at noon, I will be the one to call and introduce you to your onboarding agent.
Very good.
Okay, beautiful.
And that's Eastern Standard Time.
Yes, I know.
All right.
Good. Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Bye now. Okay, bye-bye.